This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Genetics are thought to play a significant role in why some pinyon pines survive drought and some don't. But a biologist at Northern Arizona University believes a newly discovered fungus is making the real difference between life and death.
Those seem to be what really helps them survive.
Catherine Gehring studies pinyon pines that live in the dry, nutrient-poor cinders around Sunset Crater Volcano. She suspected a beneficial fungus was at work within the root system of the trees, but it wasn't until a banner crop of wild summer mushrooms popped up in 2013 that she was able to collect a sample.
Somebody brought it to me and said, "Hey, I found this in the pinyon juniper. Are you interested?" And I've been hunting it down for years, so it was nice to actually see it and actually find that it matched with the DNA sequencing, to the thing that we've been looking for so many years.
Gehring says the fungus has tiny filaments that reach beyond the roots to find water and even break up rocks to release nitrogen and phosphorus for the tree. In turn, the fungus receives sugars that the pinyon pines produce through photosynthesis, kind of a buddy system of survival.
We can look across the landscape and find trees that survived drought and those that did not, and we see that they have different communities of these mycorrhizal or beneficial fungi. And if we grow the plants without their beneficial fungi, we see that the drought-tolerant and intolerant basically behave the same. But if we give them their unique communities of fungi that they tend to recruit, we see big differences in how well they survive and grow.
Climate change models have projected that pinyon pines could vanish from Arizona by 2090. But Gehring's research suggests those with drought-resistant DNA, along with their microbe pals, could thrive despite warmer, drier conditions. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.